Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Awakening 2016 is just around the corner, March 5 in Orlando, Florida. It will be an inspiring event, a celebration of our faith and freedom. We'll talk about it more on this program. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining us also is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, you have been at all of the awakenings, the first one beginning in 2010. We had one in 2011. And again, we've had them every year. And this year, March 5, is our Awakening 2016. The website is theawakeningusa.org. You can also go to lc.org to get to that website to sign up. I encourage you to sign up. We expect 2,000-plus people at the Awakening with lots of speakers from a wide variety of perspectives. We're going to be talking about religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, marriage and family, Islam, ISIS, Israel, political activity of pastors and churches. We've got a section for pastors. We have other ways to get your church engaged. We have lots of different perspectives and variety in the Awakening 2016.
Well, and the theme, Matt, of the Awakening 2016, a new birth of liberty. And boy, liberty is under assault in this day and age, and it is time for a new birth of liberty. And it is we, the people, and particularly Christ followers, who are, I believe, can lead to that. So I encourage everyone, mark your calendars. Again, Saturday, March 5th, 2016, at Faith Assembly in Orlando, Florida. Faith Assembly in Orlando, Florida. Matt, this is going to be fantastic. Over 40 of the top national religious and political speakers for in-depth spiritual renewal and patriotism and discussions on this and panel discussions, plenary sessions. It's going to be fantastic. Every year it's fantastic. And I know I'm a little biased here, but this is without hands down every year my favorite, absolute favorite event to attend and take part in and speak at. And it's because of this unique blending of the moral issues and with our current public policy and current cultural events and issues as they are playing out. And really, Matt, aren't the political issues, you know, the secularists have politicized the moral issues.
Yeah.
So this notion of separation of church and state and that neither the twain, you know, shall meet is nonsense. So that's what we do at the Awakening. We blend the spiritual with the political and the cultural. And it's always an amazing, amazing event.
It really is a celebration of our faith and our freedom. It is the marrying of the Great Awakening with the American Revolution. There is no other event quite like it. There are some events that are primarily religious worship oriented, and there's other events that are politically oriented. You know, when you go to this event and you ask somebody, what was it? It will be an inspiring, uplifting experience. And you'll say, well, it wasn't really political, because when we look at these issues from a spiritual perspective, they're not politics that we're talking about. We're talking about deep moral issues. We're talking about marriage and family, life, religious freedom. We're talking about Israel. We're talking about, in one particular case, we have a breakout on ISIS and the spread of jihadism around the world and what's happening in our immigration system with respect to this, with some of the Syrian refugees. We're going to have Kamal Saleem. Kamal Saleem was raised in the Middle East and actually participated in terrorism and had a dramatic conversion to Jesus Christ. And so he will be at the Awakening. General Jerry Boykin, the founder of Delta Force, he's going to be there. And General Robert Dees will also be there as well. Experts in the issue of national security, which we'll talk about, the economy we'll talk about, lots of different things. We'll have two plenary sessions, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. After the morning session, we have five breakouts, followed by a lunch, and that lunch will be there with our guest speakers, the Benham brothers, David and Jason Benham, and they were there last year. People love them. Then we'll have another series of five breakouts, followed by our final plenary session. But this year, in addition to the Awakening, on Friday, we have a special day designed for pastors. Pastors, not just in Florida, but all around the country can come. And this is just an event designed for pastors. We're expecting that we're going to have hundreds of pastors from around the country here for this event. Pastors who are encouraged by others, encouraged by what's happening, that they are standing up. And they will be an encouragement to you as well. So invite your pastor. The pastor and your and the pastor's spouse, they can come on Friday, and there's special arrangements for them where their hotel will be provided for these individuals. So it'll be a time to have some respite, a time for education, a time for encouragement, a time for equipping and empowerment. They can then stay for the awakening that begins on Saturday for the general population. And we're going to have probably 2,000, 2,500 people there in this beautiful facility, Faith Assembly in Orlando, Florida.
So, Matt, this is two events back to back. The Awakening, people can get information on that at theawakeningusa.org. The pastor's event that is on March 4th, that Friday. Matt, where is the best place to find information for people to get to their pastors on that event?
Well, they can also just call Liberty Council, 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776, and we will get you information for your pastor. Again, the hotel accommodations for the pastor and the pastor's wife will be covered. So they can come there, spend some time together in a good fellowship and educational and uplifting environment. So pastor's event is Friday. The pastors can stay, and we encourage them to stay. We'll probably have a breakout just for pastors on Saturday morning. We'll also have some other breakouts on how to equip your church to start programs in your church, to activate your church. So there's lots of different things, lots of topics, lots of opportunities to get involved in tools, and there's just incredible speakers that will be coming from around the country.
Well, an all-star list of speakers. I mean, just last year we had, of course, the Reverend Franklin Graham, Governor Mike Huckabee, Rick Santorum, the father of Ted Cruz. I mean, we've had a number of presidential candidates have been there in the past, and many of them are going to be busy this year, but very tied up.
But we'll invite some of those as well. Yeah. And, you know, the interesting thing is this is about 10 days to 2 weeks before the Florida primary. So it'll be really a great time for these presidential candidates to come. And we have invitations out to these candidates. And, of course, we expect some of them that will be still very viable in this race to come to the Awakening 2016.
Well, Matt, two of my favorite guys, the Benham brothers, you already mentioned, and these guys, you know, they're just maniacs, and I mean that in a good way. I mean that in a good way. They are amazing. They are entertaining. They're funny, but they drill down to the serious issues. I mean, just coming to the Awakening just to hear those two guys speak would be worth it just for that alone.
That's just worth the ticket alone. I mean, these guys, they're twins. They're solid as a rock on the Bible and worldview. They have great humor in their communication, and they're going to be our keynote speakers for the luncheon. So there's not any dull moment at the Awakening. It goes by quickly, and the amazing thing is for exhibitors, we have plenty of opportunities for exhibitors. It is one of the, in fact, I think it is the best convocation of Christian gathering in the country, because it really is unique in combining the faith and freedom, the Great Awakening, if you will, with the American Revolution. And the people that are there, they're just great in the synergy and the camaraderie. Speakers are the best that you can have around the country. So go to theawakeningusa.org, theawakeningusa.org. Sign up for March 5 in Orlando. You won't want to miss this event, especially in 2016. This is a pivotal year, and this is an event that could shape the future not only of Florida, but certainly around the country as we move forward in our upcoming elections and in the restoration of the foundations of this country. Again, it's theawakeningusa.org. You can also go to lc.org for more information. That's lc.org, or call us at 407-875-1776. When you go to the lc.org website, on the store there, we have the Benham Brothers book, Whatever the Cost. It's a great book. I encourage you to read it. It is an inspiring book about their story, how they addressed issues, including the HGTV issue when they were told they would not be able to have that TV program, when their contract was reneged because of their stand on life and homosexuality. Go to lc.org, sign up for the AwakeningUSA.org website, sign up for the Awakening 2016. We hope to see you there. It's an inspiring, motivational event, one that you will not want to miss. Again, the website is lc.org or theawakeningusa.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.